You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
For the return of Rafi Devers, Keith.
Oh, that was quick. Holy smokes. I thought they just traded him. What happened there?
Back in the Red Sox face.
Wow.
That's tonight.
Yep.
Out on the West Coast. You can catch it here if you're a bit of a night owl on WEEI.
Sure.
Red Sox will have to do it without Christian Campbell, who has been demoted
to AAA.
Were you just calling for this yesterday?
You know, I was. Yeah, we did our 60-second plan post-Devers trade. What do you do with the Red Sox? And in that fantastic plan of mine, I said, yeah, I think you got to send him down because you're in it.
Sick brag,
yeah,
bro.
Nailed it right off the rip. No, because you're in it now.
I mean, score one for Keefe. I was like,
I think they were listening.
I was like, stick with the kids.
Do you think
what
some
do
of
I know?
The Red Sox bots were listening and they're like, let's do this. Great idea. Bye, Keefe. So they sent Campbell down. I'm sure he got an automated call from an AI bot.
Yeah.
You have been sent down to Worcester.
You have been demoted. Enjoy lovely Worcester.
Stay close to Wormtown. So he's down there. And
we actually just missed it. There was a big festival on Shrewsbury Street.
Is that right?
Say hi to Nick in Worcester.
You got to eat at every restaurant for like $30. It was great.
$1.25, please. So he's down in Worcester, which the team is playing for a playoff spot despite their record. Like, they're not anything great, but they're right in there in the thick of it.
Mm.
And their lineup isn't very good. And it feels like an automatic out right now. I'm not writing off his career, but right now he is.
Hang on.
Oh,
automatic out? He was
pretty
hitting
close.
159.
Thank you.
With, 222 slugging.
Yeah, he'll run into one.
Since May. So, I mean, no, let's not say he's an automatic out.
He is the definition of, like, the life comes at you fast meme, because he was the rookie of the month in April.
Keith, he hit
and he since hasn't gotten a hit.
He hit 301 with, like, a 900 OPS.
He was AL rookie of the month.
In April.
Yeah.
AL rookie of the month. And then he hit since 159 with like an OPS barely over 400.
See, and his problem is he's not doing anything to say I should be up here. Like, he has no glove.
Nope.
And now he's not hitting. So
running into outs.
Yeah.
He honestly, have we even talked about this? He might have the weakest arm since Johnny Damon. Like when he's in,
Damon, Ellsbury, Crisp, Campbell.
Keith, when he's in the outfield.
Jaren Duran's arm.
Duran's arm, not great.
But better than those. Johnny Damon's arm, it looked like he was throwing with the wrong hand.
When he's in the outfield, yeah, you can really see there's nothing behind that throw. So can't throw,
he's
can't
positionless.
Field. Right now, can't hit.
So, yeah, that's a tough combination.
I don't love it. Yeah.
Because normally I'm with you, like, let's play the young guys. And they're now almost forced into a spot where even though Roman Anthony is hitting 074, we're not sending him down. Like, you're keeping him. You're going to see if he. Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. But I want to see what he can do. But we've seen enough of Campbell. We're going to send him down for now. The lineup isn't good enough to sort of carry him and like let him figure it out. Like, you need to give yourself a better chance. So I thought maybe they would wait for Bregman to come back. That'd be sort of an easy send down. But Willie Abreu, I think, is going to be called up today. I don't think that's happened yet. It's, 7 o'clock out there right now. But he'll probably be up. You got to make room. So Campbell going down. Makes sense. It does. And now I don't want a lot of David Hamilton, and we'll see what they end up doing with the rest of the lineup, but Campbell needs to be sent down. And guys have brought this up a million times. We've talked to Bradford about it weekly. Jackson Holliday, Mike Trout got sent down his first year. So it doesn't mean you're done. It's disappointing for him, I think, for the fan base, because you're like, all right, the big three are all finally up here together. Let's see what this looks like. Unfortunately, he is swimming on, like, he's, it's over his head right now. So he needs to get sent down, get some confidence. Also, pick a position. Give him a position in Worcester.
What are you giving him in Worcester?
So it might be first base.
I would give him first base.
It might be first base.
You're already going down. You're already working on stuff. Work on that.
My plan was Story to first base for the Major League club, but the best scenario maybe, if they don't want to do that, and it feels like they probably won't. So this is more from the Cora Breslow aspect of it. If everybody's healthy and you have Bregman at third, Story at short, Marcelo Meyer now at second base, maybe Christian Campbell plays first. And, you know, if you need to get Rob Refsnyder in the lineup or Toro in the lineup or whatever, fine. Campbell, maybe when he comes back up, maybe he doesn't have to play every single day, just the majority of the games. But, yeah, get him working out at first base, because who the hell knows even with, like, the future of Tristan Casas? Like, that might be his spot if he could play first base.
Oh, if Campbell comes back up and, yeah, is hitting, yeah, there and can he halfway decently field it, it might be his spot. I agree. So I'm not surprised he got demoted. I personally wouldn't have done it. We talked about this yesterday. I would have waited until Bregman came back. That felt like a more natural time to do it. And he may not be far off. What did he put out on social media? Turp was telling us about.
Oh, yeah. He had a full battery, and then a devil face emoji.
Nice. So, I mean, maybe.
Hail Satan!
So maybe he's closer to coming back than, yeah, I realized.
Yeah.
I probably would have waited to do it then, but whatever. I'm not shocked. I'm not faulting the Red Sox for sending him down. I'll fault them for some other things, and we can discuss it here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up and text us, 617-779-7937. Already a good text that came in. The AI bot would definitely mispronounce Worcester.
Oh, Worcester.
Yeah, that's, there's no way. Yeah. There's no way the AI bot,
that's a good point,
has figured out that's how fair to say Worcester. You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and watch along on YouTube as well. And chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. It's Top 5 Friday. We are going to rank the top five current Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
It's harder to do than one might think.
I think there's
not
a couple.
Not great, Bob.
I think there's going to be a consensus at the very top.
Yeah.
But then after that, I'm curious who you have, because I spent a lot of time trying to figure out four and five.
The kids could be on there. I agree. The top of the list probably makes
sense. Top of the list is pretty straightforward.
Without Devers and, you, yeah, know, some of the changes that they've made, even injuries that they have,
yeah, yeah,
probably not as easy to come up with that than you may think. So we'll give you the top five current Red Sox, and then we can see how we feel about that.
Yeah.
We got a Friday four-pack at 11:30, and we'll also do the weekend review at 12:45. So stay tuned for all of that. Again, with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Are we worried they already ruined Christian Campbell? Like, rushed him to the bigs,
yeah,
in part. I agree with the Twitch chat on this, and I think we've been talking about this pretty much since he signed it. The reason he opened camp with the Red Sox and they rushed him through spring training into the big leagues, where he had a poor spring, he ended up on an uptick, but he had a poor spring. The reason he broke camp and Meyer and Anthony didn't is because he played ball on a contract. They did not. So they rushed him here. They jammed him in. They paid him. And are you worried they've already ruined what was a top flight high-end prospect in Christian Campbell?
No, I'm not. And I think part of it is he did have success early. So it's not like he got called up too soon and was bad the whole time. Then you could say, all right, well, maybe they did kind of bungle this. And I do think all three of these guys, they didn't really go about it the best way possible. But let's just take Campbell on his own. He did play ball with him on a contract. That is got to be a big reason why he was with the club. However, he's also a right-handed stick. The other two aren't.
Right-handed stick at a position of need.
They didn't have a second baseman.
Although it turns out he can't play.
You could make a real easy argument that he's also not a second baseman, right, but that was the one position. Like, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer were blocked by real major leaguers at their position. So you're like, all right. And they're lefty, like the whole lineup basically was, at least to start the year when you had Devers and Casas. So Campbell made sense. We were going through it during spring training, and you're saying, all right, you have David Hamilton, didn't exactly win the job either. Vaughn Grissom certainly didn't win the job. Christian Campbell didn't win it, but he was like as good and showed some flashes. So you're like, I get why he's there. You have him start the year, and then he starts pretty well. And it's been really bad since. I think more so than like the idea of having to move him down, which we already sort of outlined has happened before, and guys have bounced back and had Hall of Fame careers. I never liked the idea of him being a second baseman, but then also a center fielder, and then also like a left fielder, and then like, let's get him some grounders at first. It was like, this guy's trying to figure out major league pitching. He's also trying to figure out a position, and then you're sticking him in the outfield. And now you're taking time away from whether it's BP or just working on stuff at second. You're having him field grounders at first. And that's all well and good. Like, he's a good team player, which we just got through talking about how important that can be. But I don't know. I think they need to find a spot for him. That's more important than, oh, he's been really cold for the last month and a half at the plate. Like, can he snap out of it? Yeah, I hope so. I hope that he can. Obviously, he was billed as a top prospect for many reasons. But give him a position. Like, I think that would be the best chance for him to have success.
Yeah, and I agree, or I acknowledge, rather, that going down to the minors, learning a new position, and trying to get his confidence back up, that is a lot to put on his plate. But easier said than done in Worcester. And if that's the best spot for him to come back up and eventually help the team. And I don't know what the timeline is for that. If he goes down and he starts raking again, he can come back to me in a couple of weeks. I don't know what they're looking at for a timeline. If he goes down and struggles, well, then stay down there and figure it out. He's barely had, I'll look up the numbers here in a second. He's barely had any time at AAA. He's barely really had any time beyond single A.
Yeah, he was pretty quick.
So go down there, and whenever you get your confidence back, and whenever you look like the prospect that you were again, you can come right back up. You just said it, Keith. I mean, there's plenty of guys who come up and struggle and get sent back down. Jack Caglione?
Yeah.
That's J.A.C. Before the two dongs, Keith, he was given a day off. They were talking about maybe sending him back down.
Yeah.
And that's another one of the top.
Like the 170s.
Yeah, another,
I mean,
early.
Roman Anthony looks at that and goes, 170.
Wow, nice. Double my average.
But, you know.
Triple. That's like one more hit.
That's true.
Yeah, he'll get there.
Tristan Cassis math. But, no, there's plenty of prospects who come up. They struggle initially.
Oh, yeah.
They get sent back down. And then they move forward. I don't think they've ruined him yet.
No.
But I do think.
They didn't do him any favors.
Well, they rushed him to the big leagues for the wrong reasons. They rushed him to the big leagues because they thought he was the crown jewel of their development system. They thought Driveline had figured out his swing. You can go back and read Jeff Passan. We did at the time. At the beginning of the year, early April, even before Campbell May even broke the camp with the club, they were talking him up and talking him up as the pride and joy of their development, and Driveline, again, overhauling his swing. So
let me ask you this.
I think they it's evidence that they brought him to the bigs for the wrong reason. I don't think they've ruined him yet. I'm not there yet, but they did rush him for what?
So I wouldn't have done this, and we talked about it at the time, but knowing what we know now, would they have been better off having Bregman play second base? And you never have an issue with Devers. Now, he's butchering the ball at third base still, but he's still your third baseman. Bregman's your second baseman, and Campbell's been in the minors this whole time. Would they have been better off?
I mean, I would say I would lean no, but yeah. I would leave the door open to, yeah, they might be better off.
You don't, I wonder
piss,
if they
you don't piss off
that.
Devers, but you also don't know how Bregman would play second.
No, I know.
Devers continues to kick the ball around in third.
So I wouldn't have done it because I think you wanted to improve your infield defense, and that's not really doing that. Like you don't take the Gold Glove third baseman from a year ago and be like, hey, play second base while this guy
and
continues
also,
to lead the league in errors. So I wouldn't have done that, but I wonder if they're like,
also, where the hell does Campbell play? Like, let's
minors.
No, but I'm saying, but let's say Campbell rakes in the minors. He goes back. He's in Worcester. He's raking in Worcester, and now he's knocking on the door. And you don't even have a spot for him.
No. Now, I guess depending on butterfly effect, if Casas goes down, maybe that's when in the minors you move him to first,
or Bregman eventually gets hurt, I guess.
Or right,
but
right.
Yeah. So looking at it, here were his at bats above
Christian Campbell.
Yeah, low level minor leagues, right?
Okay.
Like the Sally, high A, rookie ball, things like that.
Yeah.
In Worcester, he had 70 at-bats. In Portland, he only had 255.
Wow.
So, I mean, you're not talking about long... He only played 56 games in Portland and 19 in Worcester.
Yeah, he's not Brian Daubach.
So, he zoomed through the minor leagues, and it turns out the Red Sox rushed him. Now, I don't think they've ruined him. I still believe in him as a prospect, although...
Less.
Definitely
honestly,
less.
Honestly, less. And I think, like... Roman Anthony was number one with the bullet as far as prospects. And then depending on which prospect rankings you were looking at, Meyer and Campbell would like flip spots. Not that Meyer's ripping the cover off it, but when you just watch the two now, we had a chance to watch Campbell now for a whole season. We've seen Meyer now every day for whatever it is, 20 games. Not every day. If it's a lefty, he's not out there. But just from that sample size, Doesn't Meyer look like the much better prospect?
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Much better.
And it's not even close. Defensively, he's the one who belongs right now.
Yeah.
Meyer belongs in the big leagues right now, defensively. Anthony, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Campbell, definitely not.
No.
So it's going to come down to, can these guys hit? And are you worried at all about Meyer and Anthony and their slow starts? I'd say Meyer homering and having a two-homer game prior to that, I feel like the arrow's pointing up there. I'm not nervous about Anthony yet either, but we keep saying this, and until he starts hitting, we're going to continue to say it. Like, you gotta start not just giving us a good competitive at-bat.
Yeah.
That's got to start turning into production, or it's going to snowball for him. He's going to do the same thing I'm sure Campbell did, which is start to press and stare. I've heard Lou talk about this. Your average is right there staring you in the face on the scoreboard.
Oh,
we all know what it is. At some point, that is going to get in your head. I'm not saying send him down. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm panicked yet, but if they rush Campbell, it's possible they're rushing these other guys too, or they're rushing may not be the right word. They're skipping steps developmentally with these guys.
Yeah, but right now you're also in a spot where you don't have any other options. Let's just say
a real downside of the Devers trade.
Yes,
you're like, we're all in on these guys, and if they're not ready,
right,
you really don't have a pivot.
Now, obviously, Willy Abreu and Bregman coming back, that helps. Those are two major leaguers that should be in the lineup every day, especially in the case of Bregman. But just for giggles, if you were like, hey, these guys need a little bit more seasoning, and you brought Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer down, like, what is your lineup? Meanwhile, you are currently a playoff team. You are the third wild card in the American League. And you're trotting out a lineup with Hamilton, Toro, Gonzalez, like all these guys on a nightly basis. Like, that's what you have. That's tough. Like, they really need, this isn't like a bonus. This isn't like, oh, and like on top of it, you got Meyer and Anthony. It's like, no. Those guys are pretty much going to have to carry your offense.
Yeah. So rushing Meyer and Anthony isn't the right way to phrase it, because those guys weren't rushed. We were begging for them to come up. But are they developing them the proper way? And did they do that with Christian Campbell? And are you worried the steps they skip with Campbell, they're doing the same thing with these other two? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll, of course, get to Rafael Devers. His revenge weekend against the Red Sox starts tonight on WEEI in San Francisco. Where does this rank for individuals going against Boston sports teams, their former team, in a revenge game situation? We can get to that. And your thoughts on Devers this weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What do you think it'll be? be like to see him and play against him for the first time?
Obviously different, but, and he's so recent, right? But, you know, he's going to do everything possible to kick our ass, and we're going to do everything possible to do the same. So that's the business of it. Right? So, you know, the only thing is that he's so recent that he's going to feel awkward, but I think both teams have a job to do, and it's play the game and try to win it.
How was Alex Cora the other day discussing this weekend where he's going to face Rafael Devers?
Very exciting, though. Quick turnaround.
Yeah. No, it's...
I really like it. It's not like, oh, you don't even play the Giants this year. It's like, no, you play them, and it's this week.
Let me ask you. With that Bregman tweet, I didn't see that, or post on Instagram or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Do you think he plays this weekend?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either. If he plays this weekend, are you like, here we go again? They're just rushing him back to play against the Giants in the Devers series? Like, I would say, as much as you need Bregman back and I want him back... And it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. As much as I want him back, I wouldn't rush him back for this series, and it would make me question it if he's playing in this specific series going against Rafael Devers, who, Keefe, you're getting some flack on.
What?
On the text line.
No, I'm not.
About Devers and his errors.
Oh, well, it's the same guy, I think. That goes nuts.
Rafael Devers.
He's having a tough Friday.
He has played seven full seasons in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Where he was a third baseman. He came up, he only played 56 games in 2017. So that's hard to lead the league in errors when you only play 56 games.
True.
His full years in the bigs started in 2018 through 2024. He didn't play any third base this year.
No, is that right?
He went 24 errors, 22 errors, 14 errors, but that was 2020, only a 57-game season. 22 errors, 14 errors, 19 errors, 12 errors every single year, all seven full seasons he played in the bigs. Yeah. He led the league in errors. But the text that came in, Keith, is saying, well, Bregman made 10 last year at third.
Yeah.
Devers made 12. That's a difference in two errors. How different are they really?
They're very different, sir or ma'am. Mm.
Could be a ma'am. Good point.
It's not hyperbole to say Rafael Devers is the worst defensive third baseman over the last decade.
Mm.
He is. And errors is one stat you can look at. But it also doesn't take into account the number of balls that Bregman gets to versus the number of balls that Devers gets to. There might be a ball hit to the left side that Devers can't even make a play on, and it's a hit or whatever, and you're like, you just kind of move on. Maybe Bregman makes that play. Or maybe Bregman even dives to his left, gets up, and then that leads to the throwing error where Devers never would have gotten to it before.
Right.
There's enough nerds, not me, but there are enough nerds out there that look into every possible thing, all these like run saved stats and all these.
So
go ahead.
I looked those up. I don't know the defensive run save stats super well, but I know it's a metric. You can go on Fangraphs. You can glance at it. It's easy to look up. Devers was dead last in defensive run saves last year in the bigs, -9. Bregman was a +6. That's sixth. He's fifth in baseball again this year. So Bregman's been good defensively at third, which you can see with your eyes.
He had a bunch of errors early, and Devers, that was like, all right, you got to clean that up.
Devers has been terrible his whole career.
Right.
He's been terrible at third base. So the reason that came up is because you asked, would the Red Sox be in a better position now that Campbell's sent down?
Yeah.
If they did just go through with Devers at third, Bregman at second, my answer is I don't think so, but I don't know. Maybe they would have been better
that way. I think breaking away from Devers now and for the long haul is probably for the best. Now, they need to reinvest that money. They need to go out and get some really good players, whether it's at the deadline or this offseason. But this probably would have come to a head at some point. At some point now in the end of his contract, you were going to have to move him off of third base. So this season was a little bit more, I guess, ripping the Band-Aid off. But unfortunately, there was just no like coming back from that. Like, that basically ended the relationship when you did that. But when he signed that deal, and it's funny, remember Cora had that line about like, well, the guy that signed that deal isn't here. So maybe Chaim Bloom was like, you're our third baseman forever.
Well,
and then it's like, well, he's gone. And nobody with eyes thought he was going to be a third baseman forever.
I think Chaim brought this up earlier in the week, and it's a great point. I'm not sure when Devers said he was promised he was going to play third, what that even means. Who promised him that? When was that promised?
Right.
Like, was it Bloom when he signed the deal? Was it John Henry when he signed the deal? Was it Cora while Bregman never told him anything firm? Like, what was it? And so I'm not even sure how true that is or if it's true, how recent it happened.
I don't think anybody does that with anybody. Like, Bryce Harper's moving position. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think any player has been, like, guaranteed you're going to play this position. They got little Jose Altuve playing left field now. Like, nobody's locked in at a position.
You see, Euclid had a tweet about this, too.
Euclid is moving positions all the time.
That's exactly what I thought. Euclid was like, everybody thinks it's so easy to go to first base. He's like, I really struggled when I went to the outfield. And I'm like,
he shouldn't have gone to the outfield.
Okay, he
should
have.
But he did.
Thank you. That was my point. I'm like, you, at least you did it.
I think you played second base for a game.
This guy refused to do it.
Yeah.
At least you did it, Uke. That's the whole point.
No, but that's also, yeah.
And by the way, he's like, yeah, well, because people ask him that. They're like, yeah, outfield's really tough. It's not like moving third to first. He's like, yeah, third to first made a lot more sense. I'm like, that's what they were asking Devers to do.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's why, like, as I heard the morning show talking about, you know, they're asking Ty Law about moving positions, and they're like, well, yeah, what if they asked you to play fullback? I'm like, that's not what this is. They didn't ask Devers to pitch.
Did they? Okay, so I didn't hear that. I heard a lot of Ty.
Yeah. But Ty was even like, well, if they asked me to play receiver, he's like, yeah. I would like to play receiver.
I heard a lot of Ty when he wasn't getting dumped.
Yeah, I didn't hear all of Ty, unfortunately.
But no one did. Unless you were live at Bernie's Beach Party, you didn't hear everything Ty Law had to say. But Ty Law, did they ask him about playing special teams? He played special teams.
No, they didn't ask him about that.
On championship caliber teams, they asked
just
him about
asked about changing
teams.
Positions, but then they went to the extreme of like playing a completely different position. That's why, like, if you're Euclid or Devers, playing third base and first base is one thing. Playing third base and left field or catcher or, you know, relief pitcher, those are all very, very different.
But at least you did it.
No, but he was pissed about being the DH. That's literally just hitting, which you were already doing.
And
so how do you think he was going to react to any other position?
He was pissed about going to DH. Then he went there, and he raked. And he was wrong. Like, Devers was wrong the whole time about not wanting to go to DH.
Oh, he should have been a DH.
I feel like
yeah.
that gets buried. There's two things that get buried. Number one, he's really just pissed they signed Bregman.
Yeah.
And number two, he didn't want to go to DH. He went there, and he was completely wrong about it.
He was good.
So he's probably wrong again.
Yeah.
He's got a track record of being wrong on this. He's probably
and
wrong
And now
again.
He'll be the first baseman tonight for the Giants.
Exactly. Oh, get ready for that. So the game's tonight. You can catch it tonight on WEEI. You can catch it the whole series on EEI this weekend. Where would this rank, Keith? And maybe we can just spitball some ideas, but where would this rank on an ex-player facing off against their former team? I know this game isn't in Boston, but a former Boston team. Like, what's higher on the anticipation level?
Obviously, Tom Brady coming back with the Bucs was insane. Like, the timing of that, like, the very next year you play the Bucs, who only play one every 4 years, and here he is.
And it was at Gillette, which is important. Like, it was here as opposed to buried out on the West Coast late on a Friday night.
Well, no, that was the second year. Because he'd already been in Tampa for a year, right?
Was it?
I thought it was 2021.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
So 2020.
Max rookie.
But whatever. Okay, so it was the second year. But still, it was like a very highly anticipated game. So I'd say Tom Brady and the Bucks coming to Gillette Stadium was big. I think the first time the Celtics faced Ray Allen with the Heat was a big deal. Kyrie Irving with the Nets was a big deal.
Those were definitely big deals. I'll give you a coach.
Tyler Seguin?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember thinking it was a big deal. I think he had a good time in Boston that night.
Oh, he's getting booed.
Did he get scratched? Did he not even? I forget. There was something with Sagan.
Sagan's had some big games against the Bruins early.
But he also had some good times.
Let me give you. Well, there's a lot of that. Let me give you a coach.
Yeah. Oh.
Parcells coming back.
Tunable.
Like, I think that's way bigger than Devers.
Yeah. I was thinking too recently, like Roger Clemens with the Blue Jays. Clemens with the Blue Jays was insane.
Flipping off,
staring daggers at Dan Duquette as he's walking off the mound.
Way bigger.
He's like, yeah, I want to go closer to home. So he goes to Toronto, and you're like, any map I've seen, that's not closer to Texas, but that's fine. But yeah, that was a big deal. And then really, anytime Clemens faced the Red Sox after that, because between the Blue Jays and the Yankees, that was a huge deal. You know, much different because it ended.
What about like Pearson KG?
So
when they came back with Brooklyn,
not really. I love those guys, but it was sort of the Celtics stunk that year, and I don't know. Like, I guess the same thing is true for some of those other returns, but I feel like that one was like good for those guys. Some of the players you had bad blood for, right? Some of like Kyrie Irving, like screw that guy. Other ones, it was. You were kind of rooting for that player somewhere else. And now they're playing against your team.
This is a good one. Malloy. Malloy's actually very apt. Very apt comparison.
Oh, yeah. Especially that first game when they played Buffalo. Smoked them.
It's an away game. It's right back in your face. Although Malloy's teammates were pissed that he was gone. And these guys don't care one bit that Devers is gone.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's that, in terms of a timeline and where the game is. Yeah. And that's a pretty good one.
Phil Kessel.
Kessel
is a good one.
Twitch chat said Joe Thornton.
Oh, Joe Thornton, sure.
Okay, I mean,
but that was another one. Like, that was a weird. They're all a little bit different, right? Because some of the times you were mad at the player for leaving. Sometimes you were mad at the GM for trading the player or for not re-signing the player. So there's all different kind of emotions.
I think Malloy's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Malloy's a good one. They replaced Malloy with a better player. No offense. I love Lawyer Malloy, But they replaced Malloy with a better player, Rodney Harrison. We'll see if this team's better off for it, like the Patriots were better off for it. But Malloy wasn't a – he was a very, very good player. He wasn't like an all-time Patriot.
He's good, though.
And
he's real good.
But I kind of think that's similar to Devers. Like, yeah. I think Devers gets lumped in with Mookie Betts and names like that, he's not that. He's
generational.
He's a lot closer to a Lawyer Malloy.
People are saying he's a Hall of Famer, Jones.
Than he is to some of these other players. Yeah, Bradfo said that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't get that. I really don't understand it.
Well, we're small hall guys.
We're notoriously small hall guys.
You have the smallest
hall. Not in my hall.
Yeah, no,
tell you
true.
That much. Not putting him in there. Yeah, but this is, I think what also helps with this one is the timing of it. Right, because some of the players that we named, I think we had more of an attachment to that changed teams than we do Devers. But the way this whole thing unfolded very publicly throughout the season, this, you know, then it was even a surprise that he got traded when he got traded. And then less than a week later, you're facing him. Like that helps.
That
this
is wild. Nomar coming back. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the one where he returned to Fenway. Was that the first time he faced him, or did they face him somewhere on the road? I was there the first time he came back at Fenway, I believe with the A's, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay.
Sick brag, bro. Thank you. I'll take it.
That's not bad.
Marchand didn't get to play against the Bruins. That's true.
Yeah.
Did Joe Thornton get ejected right when he came back?
That could be.
Text line says he got ejected okay. 7 minutes into his return. Multiple texts saying he got ejected. Ooh, Johnny Damon, good one, yeah. too.
Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah, they're throwing money at him in center field.
Oh, Bledsoe. Johnny Damon's going. Damon with the Yanks, and then, yeah, Bledsoe
like,
with the Bills.
There's a lot of ones. I guess my point is I'm looking forward to it tonight. I don't want to downplay it.
I really am.
But there's a lot of bigger ones than this.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of bigger ones.
Of course. But I think it'll be fun to see how the teammates – this is another one. Like, they all reacted very differently. Like, they were teammates before. I mean, Ty Law was talking about it this morning, how pissed Ty Law was when Lawyer Malloy was gone. So pissed. Think anybody was pissed that Devers was gone?
No. Huge difference.
No.
So, but from a timeline standpoint and being right back in your face and all these things, that makes it. Replacing him with a better player, that all makes sense. But right, Lawyer Malloy's teammates actually liked him.
They were really mad.
This guy, I'm not so sure.
They did not.
617-779-7937. It's Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Rafael Devers is gone. He definitely would have been on this list.
Yeah,
even begrudgingly. I wouldn't have been able to keep him off this list. Who are the top 5 current Red Sox on the squad right now? And what does that say about the state of the team? Let's get to it on a Top 5 Friday next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keith. Top 5's already rolling in on the text line, Keith. 617-779-7937. We can read some of these coming up. The top 5 current Boston Red Sox now that Rafael Devers is gone. I think we're going to have a lot of agreement at the top. I think there's going to be some debate after that, and I think it's going to say a lot about the current state of the Boston Red Sox. You want to go first on your top 5?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. I think the top is pretty I won't build up the suspense by going 5-1 because I think 1 is pretty easy. It's Garrett Crochet. He is, if not the favorite to win the AL Cy Young, he's right in the mix. He's going to get votes. He's been as advertised, so he's number 1. Number 2, we haven't seen him for a while, unfortunately, but Alex Bregman. And he's going to be coming back soon. He was great while he was here. He's one of the best hitters. He cleaned up his defense early. And so Alex Bregman's number 2. I'm going with Aroldis Chapman.
Whoa.
Number 3. He is a, it's a closer you're confident in. The Red Sox have had a ton of them over the years. Every time they've won a World Series, they've always had somebody you can rely on. And Aroldis Chapman, you and I did not love the signing at the time, especially with him being the first signing. And you're like, oh, boy, this is what we're doing. But compared to Kenley Jansen, massive upgrade, and you feel good about him when he's out there. Number 4, Carlos Narvaez. Carlos Narvaez, the best defensive catcher currently in baseball. He'll also sock you a hit. He'll hit you a game winner. Should be an all-star catcher, Carlos Narvaez.
Red Sox cleanup hitter most days.
By the way, your guy, Craig Breslow, acquired all 4 of those guys this offseason.
I was actually about to point it out. I'm happy you pointed it out. The top 4 guys
all
on your list.
Acquired.
All were acquired by the GM everybody wants fired this offseason.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, keep going.
Those 4 I feel like should probably be a lock. Number 5 on my list, a lot of debate. I was going back and forth, a number of different names. I'm going to go with Marcelo Meyer.
Ah.
And the reason I'm doing that, I know he's only hitting 220, but he does have 4 taters. And if you kind of take what kind of pace, that's like a 30 home run season as a rookie for the pace anyway. And he's playing out of position and he's playing really well. And it just feels like, all right, he at least is proving in the field he is a major leaguer. I feel like if you have to move positions, if you have to move him off of third base, he'll probably be good at second. If they ask him to play first, he'll probably be good at that too. And
you have your shortstop for the next 10 years, you hope.
And I don't know. I feel like I've seen some, not just the home runs, but like he's had some quality at-bats more so than even Campbell or certainly Roman Anthony has. And it's not a super competitive field also with like guys who would be in the top 5. So I would go Marcelo Meyer, currently a top 5 Red Sox.
Okay. Keith has Garrett Crochet 1. He has Alex Bregman 2. He has Aroldis Chapman, who, as Dice points out, great candidate for Rolaids Reliever of the Year right now.
He could be the Rolaids Reliever.
They still hand that out?
They don't, but we will.
Okay, we should.
In honor of the Rolaids.
If you're paying attention to our social media, by the way, we officially have a Hoss of the Week graphic.
Hoss of the Week, first official Hoss of the Week.
Well, graphic.
Graphic.
Yeah,
right?
We've had a lot of Hosses. Out many. I mean, number 1.
Crochet's actually been
number
Hoss
1 on your list. Crochet's been at 3-4 times.
Yeah, but it's Lorenzo the Lobster, the 110-year-old, 21-pound lobster from Madness earlier this week.
And likely our first posthumous.
For sure dead.
Hoss of the Week.
Yeah. Still a Hoss, though.
So you had Chapman 3.
Great Hoss, this guy.
You had Narvaez 4. Yep. You had Marcelo Meyer 5.
It's a good list.
I had Meyer off my list.
Okay? What?
So I went
friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer.
I know. Don't tell him, please. Slap me around with those giant mitts of his.
Got big paws.
I got Garrett Crochet 1 for obvious reasons. Best player on the team. Having one of the best seasons in baseball. He's number 1. Alex Bregman 2.
Mm-hmm.
For all the Devers love, I mean, Bregman only has 4 fewer home runs despite missing all this time. He was on pace for a similar RBI total. He has a better average, better OPS, higher WAR, way better defensive player. Like, Bregman, to me, is just a better player than Rafael Devers.
Nicer to teammates.
Number 2 on the list. Number 3, and I am factoring in last season.
Yeah.
I still have Jaren Duran 3rd on the list. I believe in Jaren Duran. He's having a disappointing year. That's why you're making that face over
there. That's why I have him off the list. I did consider him for it, and it would have been based off of how good he was last year. But through whatever it is, 60-plus games, I don't think he's top 5.
And it seemed like he was getting hot at home. It did not look good in Seattle.
No.
So I have him 3rd on the
list,
but already that's shaky. And admittedly, a lot of that has to do with the great season he had last year. I put future Rolaids Relief Man of the Year, Aroldis Chapman, number 4.
Good one.
And I got Carlos Narvaez.
Yes.
Number 5
on the
list. I didn't want to do it.
Narvi.
I had trouble not justifying him on the list.
I think plus, statistically, he is the best hitter on the Red Sox.
Plus, as a little hat tip, I wanted to give Breslow an extra guy on there. So four out of five on both our lists are new Breslow guys.
Well, so we have the same list, except or same players on the list, except you have Duran, I have Meyer.
Would you have Duran sixth?
Yeah.
So I would have Meyer sixth.
You know who I might even have?
Top six Friday.
Top six. You know who? Seven. I got seven. You
know Hail Satan.
I bet I know.
Five or six.
Seven or eight.
That's what I was going for.
Five or six.
Well, Hail Satan's not bad.
I know. Hail Satan's pretty good.
You know who might deserve some consideration is Seydon Rafaela.
Oh, text line says Seydon Rafaela, yeah.
Because nobody's hitting the cover off the ball.
That is not who I was going
to
say.
No, but like, yeah. So if you're going to look for some other area to sort of give credit to, he is good defensively. He's a great defensive center fielder. So I think Rafaela is probably closer to this list than people might think.
First text was Crochet, Bregman, Chapman, Narvaez, Meyer. That's your
That's
exact
literally
list.
Literally my list, yeah.
Crochet, Chapman, Bregman, Narvaez, Duran. This Crochet, guy's got Bregman, Chapman, Duran, Story.
Oy. Story. Well, Story the last
actually,
2 weeks.
Actually, two of them have stories. Well, one's got Story four ahead of Bregman.
Well, I think Story is, that's sort of, you know.
Recency bias.
Yeah, recency bias. But the guy's hitting right now, and he's fielding it.
Kinda.
No, you and I don't like him, but it doesn't mean he hasn't had a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, but kinda. What's he hitting over the last 2 weeks?
Probably 1,000.
I mean, he's hit some home runs. Is he hitting that great?
He's hitting the cover off the ball.
You're right. Honorable mention, Rafaela.
Yeah, he's getting some good hacks in there.
Oh, real quick. No one said Willy Abreu. I kind of thought about Willy Abreu. Nick, I know you're looking something up.
It's open still, yeah.
You have your Abreu numbers? These are wild.
I took out the first four games of the season where he went nuclear against the Rangers.
Oh, he crushed.
So hang on. So we're like Christian Campbell, hot for a month. A whole month. He was the rookie of the month in April, and he's been sent down. He's done nothing since. Hit 159 since with like a 400 OPS. But that's at least a month of production.
Yeah.
Take out not a month for Abreu, four games. The Rangers series?
So this is a 60-game sample size. 219 plate appearances. He is hitting .222 with a .707 OPS.
Oh boy,
I would trade him. Listen, I'm not married to Willy Abreu. Real quick on Trevor Story, he was one of the worst players in May. He and Campbell, remember, how were like comically bad.
You got the June numbers. Give me the June numbers. Okay,
Hitting .283 in June with an .828 OPS. So Story's been pretty good in June.
No, if that's your hottest month, 280 something with like a barely over 800 OPS, that just tells me that's
they don't have a lot of guys with OPS over 800.
I know, but that's the ceiling for Trevor Story for like a hot month.
He
got an 800.
Stinks. Okay, I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
For him, he's doing well right now.
He's having a better stretch than I gave it credit for.
Last time we saw him, he socked a tater.
But when you're locked in, you should be hitting .350 with like 1,000 OPS for a month. Well, you're really worth your contract.
I mean, I guess.
And 1,000's high.
Yeah, I know.
Not for my guy, Bregman.
He's picking it, though, at short, too.
Devers had, like, the best month that Red Sox hitters ever had, and he didn't even hit what Jones just wanted.
.350 with 1,000 OPS?
Yeah, he was. Devers
has a 900 OPS on the year. I bet he's had months where he had 1,000 OPS. I guarantee it.
I'll tell you right now what Devers has done for the month of June.
June, he was terrible.
May. Yeah, OPS over 1,000.
Easy. Yeah. If you're really hot.
It's seven dongs. He hit .356. With an OPS of over 1,000.
Well, there you go. And Jones wanted him gone.
Yeah.
I've never been right so quickly.
Yeah. He had one steal.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's
also one caught steal.
That's a hot month for a good hitter. A lot of hitters can do that.
Oh, Sammy Sosa would have like 2,000 OPS.
When you're like, oh, man, Trevor Story's hitting .280 this month, it's like, yeah, it's really not that good of a month.
Sammy Sosa was also on juicing
and
had a
cork bat.
What are
you talking about? He corked his bat once.
He was cheating twice.
No, he wasn't.
Honestly, you really got to respect
it. They cancel each other out.
Steroids are not enough. I'm corking my bat.
They cancel each other out. He's fine. He was a clean player.
All right.
And he's aged well.
Top five Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Largely similar numbers, similar rankings. But you can check those out at Jones and Keefe on social media. We'll take your thoughts on it. The return of Rafael Devers, Christian Campbell getting demoted. And we'll mix in some NBA thoughts as well. We got a game seven. In the NBA Finals, I did not see that coming. Plus, Celtics listening to trade offers.
Seven!
We'll get to that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.